Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Well, well, well. Illinois is not looking so great yet again. And it's because of this sanctuary city state bogus. And J.B. Pritzker is just doing everything he can, for whatever reason, to protect illegals. Which makes absolutely no sense to me. But ICE ended up sending a letter to Illinois and is saying, hey, there are tens of thousands of criminal illegal aliens who are currently in state custody. And before you release them back into the community, you know, to be in the neighborhoods where maybe some of you live with your children running around or riding their bikes, they're supposed to notify ICE so that they're not able to do that. And so that's the reason why ICE will put detainers on these people. Well, Illinois has completely ignored that, and ICE is saying that the state of Illinois has released close to 1,800 criminal illegal aliens with active ICE detainers back onto the streets.
And what kind of charges were they facing?
I'm glad you asked that question, Mark.
Huh.
Includes 5 homicides, 141 assaults, 23 burglaries, 4 robberies, 24 dangerous drug offenses, 15 weapons charges, and 10 sexual predatory offenses.
You know, I love my peeps over in Southern Illinois, but I also feel sorry for you because your politics are dominated by these liberal progs up in Springfield, in Chicago, and this is the result right here. This is the result. These people are in your community right over here in the Metro East. These criminals that were released because J.B. Pritzker doesn't like the immigration policies of the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. He's allowing criminals and rapists and murderers to evade jail time or deportation just because he disagrees with federal law.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal.
First of all, anyone who has been convicted of a homicide, why is anybody getting out? Whether they're, I mean, usually they're in there for at least 30 years. Like a life sentence in Missouri, I believe, is 30 years. It's not literally their entire life. But why are these people getting out? That's my question. I mean, these are some serious charges right here.
Yes.
And the fact that they're going against what they're supposed to be doing by notifying ICE so that they can then be taken into custody. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Illinois is doing that. You have Zohran Mamdani, the mayor-elect out of New York City, who's released a video basically letting everyone know, these are your rights. If ICE goes here, they can't do anything. If they go here, they can't do anything. And it's really become very hostile. Fox Business interviewed the former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf because there's this report that came out that's caused some distraction, and the Democrats, the liberal media has really latched onto it. And that's this report that ICE has arrested 75,000 of these people who don't have a criminal record. And listen to how this guy, Chad Wolf, responds to that report.
A little bit. That same report actually says that they're arresting over two-thirds, over 150,000 folks with criminal records. And so if you look at the total population of that report, it's saying two-thirds have criminal records that they are arresting and obviously removing. And so this tracks with what DHS has been saying and DOJ have been saying, that almost up to 70% that they are focused on have criminal records.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Records.
Also, let the record reflect that if you've come into our country illegally, and many of them have tried to go back and they've repeatedly come across our border illegally, that in and of itself is not okay. You still came in a way that is not okay.
Well, illegal is illegal the last time I checked. And I hear these people make this argument all the time. Well, no human being is illegal. How can you dare say that? Well, back to the sensitivity training side of this. You know, I've spoken with so many people who are legal immigrants to this country, who've come to this country, who've achieved the American dream, who are angry at the discussion that you might be able to pull this off, right? Jump ahead of the line. It's not, I brought up the Six Flags analogy before, or Disney. It's like you wait in line 4 hours for a ride, which is ridiculous. Maybe 2 hours.
No, I think some are 4 hours.
And
probably
somebody
on.
Comes up at the last minute and gets in front of you. Would you be okay with that? No. And this is a much more serious issue. Many of these people, the fact that they're here illegally is reason enough to deport them. I don't care if you like them. I don't care. That doesn't mean they're bad people. They did, however, cheat the system and break the law. And you can't just look the other way on that. You cannot just look the other way on that. Kim, I don't want to impede on your thing here, but I've got a great soundbite here from Gene Simmons of KISS. Did you know he's an immigrant to this country?
Let's hear it.
He is. And he argued, he was at the Kennedy Center Honors the other night, and they asked him about, afterwards, he was doing an interview on CNN, and they asked him about the American dream and people who are here illegally. This is Gene Simmons of KISS. Hit it.
I get very emotional talking about this because I wasn't born in America. I know I don't look Swiss. My mother and I came here as legal immigrants because there is a difference. And we waited in line for years until we finally came in. And one of the first images I saw on television was a man, and he was flying through the air with no jets or anything and just a cape on his back. And my mind was blown. What kind of country is this? And every chance, I mean, I'm still amazed by the wonder that's America. And I get flack for that, for people saying, well, you're doing soundbites. No, I deeply love and I'm amazed by this country. No matter all the problems, there's always, you know, people always argue about stuff. But the wonder that is America is that I can be here, first generation legal immigrant, and people who've been here for hundreds of years don't say, go to the back of the line. I can have access to any position in power I can have as long as I'm willing to work for it.
Well said. I didn't know that. And it's such a slap in the face to people like his family who spent years waiting to actually go about that legally in the correct way. It is. It's cutting a line.
It is cutting the line. And locally we've had a couple of cases here where the TV news will try to tug at the heartstrings and they'll profile somebody who, poor little Joey, is waiting at the door where his father's shoes sit because his father went to work one day and didn't come home. Poor little Joey. But his dad was here illegally and the family never dealt with the situation. And now, well, we should just ignore that. Well, should we? Really? If somebody just walked in your front door and started living in your living room, would that be okay? I guess maybe there's some crazies out there that would think that's okay. But there's a reason you lock your door at night. And this country has overlooked this for so long. The left, particularly people like J.B. Pritzker, these progs, just want you to overlook it. We'll get into it a little later on the driver's license thing. But in many states, they have motor voter laws where when you sign up to get your driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote.
Right.
So if you're giving driver's license to illegals, what's your purpose behind that? I'd love to know the answer to that. And coming up here after Kim's segment, a guy who fell off my radar a few years ago in terms of being a host that I listened to or paid much attention to, has reemerged in a major way, and I couldn't agree with him more. And one of his issues is this immigration issue, and the other is other U.S. laws just being ignored. So we're going to get to that in an upcoming segment. But, Kim, I agree. Pritzker is off the reservation here. Maybe he's looking for more people that he can turn into law enforcement officers who aren't citizens but can arrest citizens.
Yeah, that's crazy too.
Yeah.
Just imagine though if J.B. Pritzker or his family were attacked, were injured, and I would never wish that upon him. I'm just saying, play that scenario out for a second. It's easy to say I want to take the resources from the police department, for example, and I don't want to have more officers. I want to have social workers, okay? But then
right.
When your family has someone who's trying to break into your home and your kids are there, you're the one who wants to call 911 and have officers coming there with guns to stop the intruder. You don't want a social worker there. So it's so easy for people to sit there and say, well, this isn't necessary. This is a bad idea, until you're the one personally affected. So what if J.B. Pritzker's family were injured at the hands of an illegal who was let out, who was charged with one of these offenses? They should have notified ICE because they had a detainer on that person, and they didn't. September, ICE sent a letter to the Illinois Attorney General asking for cooperation. Hey, we have detainer on thousands of people who are in your custody. Let us know. Before you release them, we need to know so we can take them into custody. Shocker, AG's office out of Illinois did not respond.
I wish there were legal ramifications, just like the judge who let that illegal run out the back door, and she got arrested for it. I would love that there would be the legal ramifications for this, but as we'll hear here in just a minute, apparently in America there are no such thing as legal ramifications if you're on the left, period. You can do anything you want and get away with it.
Yep.
Leading to a lot of frustration. Good point there. I'll say Pritzker and this Brandon Johnson are actually at odds over something that is very similar to a situation we have going on right here in St. Louis. We're going to talk about all that and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.